Okay, Chevra, this week's parasha, Parshas Noach, the Torah tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to destroy the world because that the world was full of chamas, which is something bad, right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the world is destroying itself, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, they're destroying themselves, I have to destroy them. And that's basically the pasuk. The word hishchis, hashchasa, keeps on appearing again and again. Now, what exactly is this chamas that people are doing? So Chazal say many different aveiros are included. Chamas includes gilui arayis, includes shrichas damim. They're really violating very bad things. And nonetheless, Chazal write that lo nechtam gzar dinehem ela al ha-gezel, no? That the makib apatish, as it were, the final thing that really sealed them, the nails in their coffin, came from gezel. What's interesting is that the chasima is about gezel. We just finished Yom HaKippurim. At the time of the chasima, the chasmenu b'sefer ha-chayim, that's at Ne'ilah. So then, our tefillos are l'man nechdal me'oshek yadenu. Right? We realize that at the time of chasima, gezel is primary. Stealing, apparently, is the type of aveira for which there are no returns, no? And therefore, right, at Ne'ilo we say, L'man nechdal me'oshek yadeinu, z'kablim shuva shneim afonecha, kishum chinichochim, right? We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should not do oshek anymore, we should not steal, because we realize if we steal, it's going to end. Now, the type of stealing that the Dar HaMabul did seems to be a little interesting. The Medrash famously comments, this is Parashat Lamed Aleph in Bereishis Rabbah, Zok the Medrash, Raketz kol basar lebalafanai, higi azmanam lehi katzeitz, higi azmanon lasos basar, the time to be destroyed has arrived, the time to make them desolate has arrived, higi akategorin shalahen lefanai, that the prosecutors came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol kach lama, how come all these bad things happen to them? Because of chamas. Ezehu chamas, ezehu gezel. Frek the medrash, what's the difference between chamas and gezel? Mem chanina, chamas is eno shava pruta, gezel is shava pruta. Right? Chamas is that they're stealing less than the pruta. Gezel, they're stealing a pruta. V'kacha yu anshi dar hamabu osim.
I am bringing a basket of some vegetable, a tormus. They translate it as a lupine. I have no idea what on earth a lupine is.
Like
wolf, usually, right? It means wolf-like, but there's a vegetable called a lupine, apparently. That's a tormus. So, a person comes, the jelly beans can be very powerful sometimes.
Yeah.
A person comes to sell a basket of tormusin, and everyone comes and he takes away pachis mishav pruta, ad makam shenu yachol hoti menu bedin. Right? Each one is taking away pachis mishav pruta, so the dayonim can't be motzi. Remember, din only begins when you have a shav pruta. Take away pachas mishav pruta, bezdin won't deal with it. Amrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, atem asisem shelo kishura, af ani esayimachem shelo kishura, hadohu dechsev, halo nasa yisram bam yamusu v'lo b'chachma. Okay, basically HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you guys are acting improperly, I'm going to act with you improperly. Now, effectively what the Dar HaMabul is doing is that each person is coming and taking pachas Mishav Pruta, and it's the type of thing that they're trying to avoid the long arm of the law, because they know that Bezdin won't prosecute them. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, you guys, you're acting improperly, I'm going to punish you, and that's why Dor HaMabul suffered. So Chamas, according to this Medrash, is Gezela Pachas Mishava Pruta. Now, there are a few things to be said over here, which are interesting. First of all, the way the Medrash is defining Chamas seems to be different than the Gemara's definition of Chamas, no? Bava Kama Samach Beis. What's the difference between a gazlan and a chamsin? So he said, chamsin yohiv dami. Gazlan lo yohiv dami. A chamsin pays money, a gazlan doesn't. Amalei yohiv dami, chamsin karasle. Didn't Afuna say, toyu abazovin, zvine zvine. If I force you to sell, the sale is good. Lo kasha, adama rotani, hadlama rotani. Right? If I force you to sell something, if you say, I want to sell it, Rotani, then the sale is good. If you don't say Rotani, the sale is no good. Right? If you say Rotani, that's Toyu of Azovin Zvine Zvine. If you don't say Rotani, that's Chomos. That's what it says in the Gemara. So, Parshas, the Medrash is saying that Chomos is Gesel Paches Mishavar Pruta. The Gemara is saying Chomos means that Toyu, that I force you to sell something and you don't say Rotani. In both cases, there might be a common idea, which is, what are you going to say? Right? These people are going to have a taina that I'm not really doing anything wrong. If I take away pachas mishavar pruta from you, especially if you're selling a whole basket of stuff, very often the mocher will give away, right? I'm selling a whole bag of jelly beans. So I want to entice Akiva to buy a jelly bean. So I'll say, here, try one. Right? Isn't that standard? And you don't care if the mocher doesn't care if someone takes away one jelly bean, because what's it worth anyway? And you don't care. Also, if I force you to sell something, on a certain level, you could say to the Bez that wants to prosecute you, what did I do wrong? I paid for it. Right? I walk into a store, I put down $100 bill, I take the item. What did I do wrong? In both cases, you're trying to do something that's illegal and avoid consequences, and that seems to be the definition of chamas. Okay? So there is, it's different, but there's a common core. Now, another point that's worth noting is that chamas is the only avera for which the goyim really suffer. We learned on Yom HaKippurim about Yonah, right? So the city of Nineveh was Ir Gedol Elokim, and what the people did wrong was Chamas. V'yashuvu ish midarko hara'a u'min ha'chamas hasher b'chapehem. No? Nineveh suffers because of Chamas. Look at the Radak at the beginning of Sefer Yonah. Right? The Radak writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yonah, Kum leichel Ninveh ukra aleha ki yosu ra'asam lefonai. And Zok the Radak, it doesn't say what Yonah should say, but Mistama, what it means is the end, which is the Nivu, and the Parak Beis in Yonah of Ninveh Nepachas. Lamadnu ki zos ha'kri amro sheyikra aleha ki yosu ra'asam lefonai. Lamad. Ki akel yisparach mashkiach apu mosa oilam. The basic lesson of Sefer Yonah is that God cares about goyim, right? Hakel yisbarach mashgiach apu masa olam ki shetigdar rasam v'chamas. When chamas is there, when they are doing bad with chamas, v'chein b'david, v'chein excuse me, b'dar hamabol u'ba'anshe stom ki mala ha'aretz chamas. V'ha'chamas mafsid ha'yishuv v'hakel yisbarach rotze b'yishuv ha'olam. Zuck the Radak, other Aveiros, that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish the Umos HaOlam for. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't destroy non-Jewish cities, Stamazoi, only for Chamas. Right? The Goyim could violate many Aveiros, it's only Chamas, and the Radak explains, because in some ways Chamas is destroying the Yishuv HaOlam. Now, what this probably means is that when a society is involved in chamas, what that society is doing is they are not abiding by any laws. When you're avoiding the law, that means that there is no law for you, right? If I steal pachos mishava pruta all the time, so really what I'm doing is I am saying, you can't get me. There's no law that's going, I have a right to, it's mine. I can take. Right? That destroys the yishuv ha'olam.
That's a bit of a psychological jump.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you could counter that by saying, no, I abide by the law. This isn't stealing, so therefore I can do it.
So no one is saying it's not stealing.
And you're also...
It's a type of stealing that the law can't prosecute.
But it's a little bit hyperbolic to say, because I am stealing pachos mishav pruta, I have therefore foregone all law and order, and chaos is in the streets, and the...
Right. But I'll say it like this. This is the way Dr. Lamb says it in one of his sermons. You know, there are two reasons someone could steal. I could steal because I want to gain. And I can steal because I don't want to gain. It's just that I feel that law doesn't matter. If I'm stealing pachos mishava pruta, I'm not gaining anything. No? It's much worse, because pachos mishava pruta in some ways shows that I have no respect for a legal system, for a lawful society. That's much worse. Right? If I'm stealing because I need to gain, that's a halvitzara. I understand people have needs, so they steal. Chamas is much worse, right? Does this address your issue somewhat?
Well, it does, but you could just say the flip side of it. You say, I am a law-abiding citizen. The law says that I am not allowed to steal more than a dollar from a person. So
no, but the law says I'm not allowed to steal anything. Just the law won't prosecute me less than a dollar. Or less than, by the way, a pruta is probably 2.5 or 3 cents.
Yeah.
Okay. As usual, when I'm a Seder Kedushin, I say under the chuppah, does this ring look like it's worth at least 3 cents? Be honest. Right? Yeah, that's what you have to do, no? Okay. Now.
It's like Trump's tax returns. He's exploiting a loophole in the system. It's not the same.
Right, so using loopholes in some ways is worse than just stealing. If I'm... No, I don't think so. No, a loophole is something that the law says this is permitted.
No,
this is not that the law is saying it's permitted.
Right, it hasn't been, the laws are extensive enough to cover every single situation, so you exploit the loopholes. But it shows you respect the law, because if you didn't respect the law, you'd just be brazen.
But over here, the law says you're not allowed to steal anything, and these people are stealing. And they're not even stealing to benefit themselves. They're only stealing to prove that nene ne kishkish. Uh-huh. That, I think, makes it worse. That's the idea.
So is this midik and neged midah that you destroy the entire world for that?
So therefore you deserve to be destroyed. In other words, if society doesn't maintain itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order to be inhabited, and people should get along, and people should abide by laws. If you flout, if you're going against the law completely, right, and you're going against the law in the way that you can't suffer any consequences, so then the society has to be destroyed.
Well, it's about allocation of resources. You can't have a society which is going after, if you steal, if you give the example of taxes, if someone steals from taxes $10, the government's not going to go after them. If they're stealing $1 million or whatever that threshold is, so there's got to be some threshold in which the law is not going to...
Absolutely. But when the entire society is motivated to go right beneath that line, I think that's a bit of a problem.
So you envision that Dora Mabu, what they did was they were running into each other's houses and stealing half a cent of things, and that's where that was constantly happening? They were stealing half a cent from people?
Yes.
Running through people's houses?
That's what the Medrash says. Now, in our world, by the way, we have something analogous to this. I've spoken about this in the past. Sometimes someone says, why should I buy wireless internet? My next door neighbor has wireless, and I can just
chap on to theirs. So they are chaser because it goes slower. Now, it's not going to go that much slower. If I take your wireless internet, right, if I'm the only person, so there are two people on your internet, it could be it's still going to be okay. But when you have a few people who are trying to hop onto your wireless, eventually you'll have nothing left. And that's the medrash about taking one penny, taking one little vegetable from the whole bag. Right? When each person takes a vegetable, eventually you have nothing. Right? That the Yerushalmi at the end of Challah speaks about, that even for Bnei Yisrael, it's technically not Gezel in the sense of Bezin can't punish you, but don't do something like that, because eventually he'll lose. It's a type of thing that I'm not caring about my gain, because I'm not really gaining that much. Again, maybe with the wireless it's a little different, because you're gaining wireless. But that's sort of the mushroom that we have. Oh. The problem with this medrash, that chamas means gezel pachas mishava pruta, and pachas mishava pruta they wouldn't be punished for, with the Bezin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy the society. The problem is it's against the Gemara. Avodah Zarah daf ayin aleph. Amar lei Rav Hina lo Rav Ashi. Tashma, Amar Rav Chiya b'Abba Rav Yochanan. Ben Noach nerag apachos mishava pruta. No? Ben Noach is killed for pachos mishava pruta. So, the question that everyone asks on this medrash is medrash. What do you tell me? That the Dor HaMabul is stealing Pachis Mishava Pruta, and they're trying to say, Neh, 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 kish, kish, you can't get me. What do you mean you can't get me? They're B'nai Noach, by definition. Dor HaMabul, maybe not B'nai Noach then. Right? Is that the answer to the kasha, that maybe only B'nai Noach are Nerag? I don't think so, because the Gemara learns the what we usually call Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, but really Sheva Mitzvahs or Sheish Mitzvahs B'nai Adam. Right, we learn from there all the mitzvahs. So we call it mitzvahs b'nei Noach, but they're really mitzvahs of Adam Harishon. So
Eino Nerag is from
Bezin. Eino Nerag in the Medrash.
They're Nerag from Hashem.
No, so it means b'nei Noach is Nerag Pachas Mishar B'Pruta, means from a Bezdin. B'nei Noach get killed. Right, by b'nei Yisrael you don't get killed for stealing, obviously. We never get killed for stealing. B'nai Noach get killed for a violation of any of the Sheva Mitzvahs. For Ben Yisrael, stealing Pachas Mishava Pruta doesn't count. By B'nai Noach, it does count. And Ben Noach is Nerag for Ayudei Abezdin. Look at Rashi. Ben Noach shegazas Yisrael Pachas Mishava Pruta, af agav de gabe Yisrael lav memonahu, de machli alei, gabe obikul chavim memonahu, u ben noach nitzav ala gesa, vaz harasan, vaz harashalan, zohi misasan, ve insrichan hasra'a. Right? So ben noach gets killed. Now, there is a little bit of lumdus in terms of pachas mishava pruta that's worth focusing on, which is why is it that pachas mishava pruta by b'nei noach you get killed, and for B'nai Yisrael, okay, not such a big deal, right? So Rashi over here seems to say two different things, if you read it carefully. Rashi writes, Afagav de Gabi Yisrael lav mimonahu, it's not mammon. And then Rashi writes, Demachli alei, because you're mochel. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which I have here somewhere, on Nuntes, I think,
towards the bottom.
What?
Towards the bottom.
The Gemara says that goyim are not b'nei mechila ninhu. Right? Pachis mishava pruta for b'nei noach they killed because they're not b'nei mechila. Meaning to say, klal yisar rachmanim by shanim going like hasadim. We are good people. If I take away a toothpick from you, you're going to say, okay, moichel. Right? By b'nei noach, you're not moichel the toothpick. They don't have that goodness in them.
This is talking about B'nai Noach. From a B'nai Noach or B'nai Noach from a Jew.
Good Hara. So Rashi says we're talking about B'nai Noach from a Jew, no? And that might be the answer to the Kasha. Right?
In other words, we're bothered by Akasha. How come a Ben Noach is Neharagam Pachos Mishavet Pruta? Right? What's the rationale behind it? And if you're really Neharag, how come the Medrash says that they wouldn't have been killed? Right? That the Bezdin or whatever the court system wouldn't have punished them, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes them, they should be killed. So Akiva's answering, and I think this is correct, that there's a difference between a Ben Noach who steals from a Jew and a Ben Noach who steals from a Goy. And you steal from a Goy, so then you don't get killed. You steal from a Jew, you do get killed. Okay. Now, there's another terror.
The Jew is not mindful by their Goy, in other words.
The Jew... Correct. A Jew is going to be Michael another Jew, right? But a Jew won't be Mochel the Goy. That's right. And a Goy, right? A Goy is also not going to be Michael a Goy. So how come you don't get killed? If Goyim can't be Mochel, so how come they don't get killed? So apparently, you only get killed when you take Pachas Mishav and Pruta. The Gemara has such a lashon here in Ayin Afanav Vodazar, Mishum Detzarei LeYisrael. Apparently, the reason why Bnei Noach get killed is because they caused tsar to a Jew. To take it from a Goy, apparently it's not shy to be killed. The lumdus of that part I don't fully understand, but that's what emerges from the sugya, right? So not stealing from a Jew. Okay. But there's a bit of a stira in Rashi as to why this is true. One approach is because there's mechila. The other approach, the Rashi says, is that Gaba Yisrael Lav Mimona. Lav Mimona is different than mechila. Let's explain. Mechila means that I take away something from you, but you decide not to prosecute. You decide you don't care. Not mamon means it's nothing. I can't steal air, can I? I can't steal something that has zero value. Isurei hana'a has zero value. You can't steal it. One could argue that pachos mishava pruta is not really mamon at all. Pachos mishava pruta maybe is garnished. It's like air. You see, in halacha, there's a category that Rav Shechter always quotes this in the Rugged Shavar. There's something called the Shir Nekuda. A Shir Nekuda means a threshold. Anything beneath this threshold is nothing. Anything above this threshold is everything, right? What's a good example of an Isser that involves a threshold?
Chatzishir?
Well, we'll talk about Chatzishir in a second. Chatzishir is an Isser that there's no threshold. Chatzishir, the pshat, every tiny amount is usher. But there are certain things. Maradal amos. Chatzim malacha. The Mimi and Dafdalin and Shabbos speaks about that if I go two amos, I don't violate, right? I don't violate hutzah at all.
It's not a
chatzishir.
What's the reason, Rabbi?
The reason is because that's called a chatzim malacha. The din of hutzah is I go from location A to location B. Less than four amos is garnished. I'll give you another example. Chatzishir is actually a good test case. But there are certain shi'urim, which we call shi'urim, but pachis mikashir is garnished. Right? The Chuvas HaRosh writes that bar mitzvah is 13, bas mitzvah is 12, that's a shi'ur. A shi'ur that's halacha l'moshe misinai. Shi'urim, the Gemara says, at the beginning of Sukkah, beginning of Erevin, is halacha l'moshe misinai. Right? Okay, so godless is 13. Now, are you going to tell me that there's a din of chatzishir? That if I'm 6 years old, I'm a chayiv to do half of the mitzvahs? Right? When I become 13, I have to do all the mitzvahs? Right? No one says that, correct? Because that shir is a threshold. Right? I'm a gadol at 13. Less than that, it's not chatzi shir. No? There's certain shiurim, mashal mahadav adoma. If I'm a vashal on Shabbos, if I cook food to the point of Michael Ben Jerusalem, let's say, I violate an Isser Bish on Shabbos. Ben Jerusalem is a known bandit. He steals food from... He steals and he'll eat, like, food that...
Not fully cooked,
because you break into the house, you just roast the steak quickly. So, Michael Ben Jerusalem is Bish on Shabbos. Okay, let's say I cook pachos with Michael Ben Jerusalem. Is that a chatzishir? Pashtus is it's nothing. It's garnished, right? That's not bishul at all. It's not called bishul, right? So there is a category in halacha that pachos mikashir might be nothing if it's what we call a shir nekuda. Right? There's an interesting chazanish, which seems to be somewhat against this. You know, bishul, cooking by food items, so if it's a liquid, the shir is yad soleda. So if it's a salad, the shir is machol ben drusoi. If it's a non-food item, so the din of bishul is by a non-food item, if you cook a solid and it becomes liquid, right? You change the state. That's considered bishul non-food items.
Why would you do that?
What? How would I do that? I take a piece. Why? I heat up a piece of metal. I cook the metal on Shabbos.
What halacha is that?
Bishul. It's bishul on a non-food item, right? It can happen. Now, there's a huge discussion in Achronim about why is electricity also to use on Shabbos. And the famous Chazanish is that electricity is also on Shabbos because it's bona. Because I make a circuit somehow, I am building something. Right? That's the famous Chazanish. The less famous part of the Chazanish is the Chazanish says that maybe the Isser in making a circuit is that you are creating heat. And even though it's not going to be the shear of real bishul, which is for a non-food item, it goes from solid to liquid, but chatzi shear it is. Right? Mashal ma'adavar dom, and my computer has a little fan in it. Right? There used to be something called desktops. I still have one. Right? So the desktop computer has a fan. Why? Because it gets very hot, and you want to cool it down. Right? Zot l'chazanish, when it gets hot, that's going to be the issue of electricity, which is a chatzi shir of the din of bishul. That's a tremendous chiddush, because I would have said that bishul is like a shir nekuda, like, by the way, the Prima Godim has in the Hakdama of Basar B'cholav, right, that pachos m'machol ben drusoi is not bishul at all. This question is very ripe in Lumdus, and Rashi seems to be saying both things in the same line. Is pachos mi kishir, pachos mi shavu pruta, is that garnished? Is it nothing? Or is it chatzi shir? Look at the Magen Mishnah. Do I have a Magen Mishnah?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a Magen Mishnah. Oh. The Rambam writes, Kol agonev mamin mi shavu pruta v'ma'ala yavayla lo sasei, shenema lo tignovu, v'ein lokin al-mavzeh, shenit l'tashlumen, shaganav chai v'usa torah l'shalim. If I steal more than a shavah pruta, I violate the law of lo tignovu. Whether I steal from a Jew, whether I steal from a goy, right? I violate the iser. By the way, the Rambam over here is saying that geneva from a goy violates the full-fledged iser. No? Nothing to talk about. State beferish in Rambam. Halacha beis. Asur lignov koshahu din taira. Va'asur lignov deraschok. Or lignov anasa hachzir. Or lignov amnas l'shalim. So the Rambam says, I can't steal any amount. So halacha aleph, the Rambam says, don't steal a shavah pruta. Halacha beis, the Rambam writes, stealing any amount is aser, it's a din d'oraisa. Why? Zak l'magid mishnah, din shavah pachos mipruta b'mamin k'din chatzi shir b'yisurin. The Magid Mishnah writes that if pachos mikashir by mamin is like chatzi shir by iser. That's onto something, which is a tremendous chiddush. Now, intuitively, I would have thought that there's no such thing as chatzi shir by mamin, because it's not mamin. Mashal ma'adavar doma. The din is I violate, let's say, the isur of giluach if I cut off shtei sairis. If I cut one hair, is that chatzi shir? Remember, if Aaron Lichtenstein's opponent of Rechel once gave a shir in yeshiva, trying to argue that it's not chatzi shir at all. The din of giluach is shtei sairis. Pachos from that, it's not giluach. Right? I would have said the same by mamon, but I'd be against the Magen Mishnah.
But there's a Gemara in tradition with Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was a Kohen, and he...
Lididi Shavali.
Lididi Shavali. So the Rishonim over there, in Kedush, they want to say that they declare that if an Isha says to me, this pachos mishava puta lididi shavali...
Does that work for Kedush? So the Mishnah Lamelech has a whole discussion.
So there we would see that pachos mishava pruta, there is not nothing.
No!
Why?
Because that case is not pachos mishava pruta. I have a right to establish what's considered value for me.
But in reality, it's focus on Shabbat.
For most people, it is. But for me, just like Rav Kahana said with Didi Shavali, and for me, I want this hat, and therefore I can make my own determinations. Just like I can set my own parameters to kibarav, no? I can tell my kids what activities are considered kibar and what aren't. I can say, for me, this is worth a lot, no? Bamir bistu shein. Right? I can say it on my own. I can make those determinations. So this Magen Mishnah that's considered a Chatzi Shir is very interesting. L'cha'ora, this would go with the other part of the Rashi, where Rashi says that there's Mechila. You see, if Chatzi Shir is something, Chatzi Shir of Pachis Mishava Pruta, then how come B'nai Yisrael don't get punished on Pachas Mikashir? The answer is Mechila. If Chatzishir is nothing, right, so then we have to say that B'nai Yisrael, right, it's nothing, right? For B'nai Yisrael it's garnished, right? For B'nai Noach, maybe Pachas Mikashir what? Has a different definition of Mammon. That's what would emerge. If you take the second approach, which Rav Soloveitchik quoted his grandfather, Reb Chaim, as saying, that Pachos Mikashir is nothing, right? Pachos Mishava Pruta has no value. So how come B'nai Noach get punished for it? The answer is, yeah, for B'nai Yisrael, it's nothing. For B'nai Noach, it has value. And then Reb Chaim wanted to... read the Rambam. You're saying it is...
Rambam said that less than... Pachos Mishav Pruta is something.
Who said that?
The Rambam.
Where did he say that?
The Magen Mishnah. Again.
The Magen, it's against the Magen Mishnah. It's not against the Rambam. Zot Reb Chaim, I can learn the Rambam differently. Halacha Beis in the Rambam puts Gonev Pachos Mikashir together with Gonev Derech Schok. Gonev Derech Schok, by the way, Rav Pam in one of his Sichas Musar gives people Musa. Sometimes you play a game with a kid and like you take something away from them. Right? Rav Pam said, that's really a terrible thing because that's an Isser, maybe an Isser da'iraisa of Gonev Derech Schok. The Gemara at the beginning of Ezehu Neshach learns out from the Lashon Rabbim, Lo Tignovu, that there are many things that are included, even stealing as a joke. Now, what's the pshat in the Isser stealing as a joke? I'm not taking anything away from you. Right, like as a kid, you ever did this to somebody, like pull off a yarmulke and you like run away? Right? I mean, I probably didn't do it to that many people. Many people did it to me. I was the shlemazel, not the shlemiel. But the fact is that that's a real isser. But the isser l'cha'ora is an isser on a maisa gezela, even though there is no chafza that is stolen.
How about that afikoman?
So stealing the afikomen, I spoke about this as a Shabbos Hagadol Joshua a couple of years ago, right? About stealing the afikomen, it's not so pashut. It could be that it's an iser. There is a minhag of people to steal the afikomen. We can't deny it. It's a mishnah on kuftes or something in Pesachim. It's there. It's not pashut based on this iser of gonev derech schok, unless you want to say that the iser of gonev derech schok is that I'm stealing and it's a joke for me and I'm hurting you. But in a situation that everybody knows, he permits it. It's like, so maybe that's the heter, maybe that's a lima zuchos. But one could argue that it's not the. It's a little bit interesting that the night of Leil HaSeder, when we are so focused on chinuch, we're doing an activity that runs so counter to what proper chinuch should be. Right? Ramosha used to say that the reason why yeshivas start teaching Elam Metzias and they don't start teaching brachas or Shabbos or something is because the most important lesson at the beginning of chinuch is mitarnish nemen finyenem. You can't take stuff away from somebody else. And that's what's Elam Metzias about. You find an item, it doesn't belong to you, return it. Right? That's a very important chinuch lesson. It is striking, problematic, difficult, and Rav Pam has, again, maybe there's some limud zuchus that we can come with lumdis, but it's lamaisa very difficult. But the
mission bureau of Malam is a first on Purim over there.
So the Ram,
something
like that. The Ramah writes in Hachos Purim that if I damage you because of Simchas Purim, I'm not mechuyev to pay. Right? If I damage you, if the Simchas Purim takes.
Something about Chosin and Me'elu, right?
Okay, but that laughed after is this ideal. I would argue it's probably not ideal. I would argue it's probably a very bad idea. It's probably not good chinuch, but lemaisa, it's done. So again, there are many nafkaminas that the Acharonim, the Minchas Chinuch has nafkaminas about the lumdus of pachos mikashir. Let's say you take it from a chereshot of a katan, who are not shaykh to do mechila, right? I could create many nafkaminas. That's not the point. The point is that there are two different conceptual ways of understanding pachos mikashir, and this pachos mishavah prut, I should say, and this whole discussion relates in some ways to the medrash of what B'nai Noach, but what the Dar HaMabal are doing. They're taking away pachos mishavah pruta. And they are saying, I'm not going to be prosecuted. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? You're going to suffer anyway. What's the pshat? The pshat could be that maybe they were arguing about this chakira on some level. No? That they're saying it's not worth anything. The answer is that no. The answer is that maybe pachos mishavah pruta has a din of chatz yishir. Maybe that's part of the back and forth. Alternatively, maybe you're right, it's not worth anything, and still we're going to punish you because of what we were saying before, because of what it does to society. And that, I think, is also an important lesson. So lemaisa, chamas is bad. Right? Don't do it. You shouldn't. And the comment of the Radak, I think, at the beginning of Yonah really really drives this point home. Here, the Reb Usher Weiss has a little essay about this in this week's parasha. He quotes some of the Darshanim who explain, based on Pachos Mikashir, Pachos Mishavah Pruta, they explain the Psukim in the first parak of Tehillim. Right? Lo Kain HaRishayim. The Rishayim are not honest. Kain is an expression of Kanos, of honest. Lo Kain HaRishayim. Rishayim aren't honest. Kiim Kamotz Asher Tidfenu Ruach. Because they are like the motes, which is the chaff that the wind disperses. In other words, the Rishayim go and they take this stuff which is not a Shavapruta. Kamotz Asher Tidfenu Ruach, the Rishayim take it away. And they are Rishayim, and they think that they can't be prosecuted, they can't go Bedin because it's Pachos Mishavah Pruta. Because they're taking the motes, so they're not going to stand up in din, because Bezdin won't be able to prosecute them for this, because it's Gezeva, Shein Apachos, Mishavah Pruta. V'chatoyim Badas Tzadikim. They, these sinners, consider themselves like they are Tzadikim, because they say, what did I do wrong? I'm taking something that has no value. It's kamot hashetid fenu ruach. But ki yodeya Hashem derech tzadikim v'derech resham toved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what a real tzadik is. These people are saying, these chatoim are trying to say that we are ba'adas tzadikim, we're like tzadikim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodeya Hashem derech tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what an emes tzadik is. An emes tzadik doesn't take anything that's not his own. Right? Even pachos mishavah pruta. Right? That's the basic point.
Why is it that most translated Chumash and use the word violence? I mean, the explanation given seems to be very far from violence. I think modern Hebrew.
I remember one of the rabbis I once heard a sermon from was speaking about Hamas, you know, the terrorist group, and he said it shares a shortage with Hamas. That's probably true. And that, I think, does have a connotation of violence. But we see from this medrash and from the Gemara that there's another dimension. Right? The Pachis Mishav Pruta, if anything, it doesn't sound particularly violent. It sounds like petty crime.
Exactly. So how did it come to mean?
I mean, promise the other way, that I'm forcing you
to sell.
To sell, that may be the violence. I'm forcing
maybe. Or maybe it's like what we were trying to say, it's like the complete lawlessness. Maybe that's the idea. Like, I'm not sure why. Yeah, that's what we spoke about. Yeah.
Right.
So, and the Radak comments that the Umos HaOlam only get punished for Chamas, no other sin. Right? Which is really very, very interesting. Okay, Yashikoach, Chavra, thank you for coming, and we should have a good Shabbos, and don't steal.